From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says its warplanes Wednesday joined Turkish aircraft for the first time targeting Islamic State targets in the northern Syrian town of Elbab. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said nine Russian planes and eight Turkish jets carried out the operation. Russia and Turkey have been on the opposing sides of the nearly six-year Syrian conflict. Moscow backs Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Ankara supports the rebels. Trinity University analyst David Lesh calls the newfound cooperation extraordinary.
It's a manifestation of what has been heightening political cooperation between Turkey and Russia with regard to trying to find a political settlement to the Syrian civil war.
The two countries are co-sponsoring talks next week in Kazakhstan aimed at resolving some security matters, such as ceasefire violations. Those talks were dealt a setback with the announcement Wednesday by a key rebel group, Arara Sham, that it would not participate. As Thursday dawned and Adama Barrow was set to take the oath of office as Gambia's president, Senegalese and Nigerian forces stood by to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from West African leaders to step down. The incumbent's mandate expired at midnight. Mr. Jammeh, who denounced the December 1st election and has called for a new ballot, has declared a state of emergency. Gambia's National Assembly extended his term by 3 months as he awaits a court ruling on his injunction to annul the ballot. Gunfire in Ivory Coast erupted overnight in the port city of San Pedro as a security force mutiny continues. The commercial capital, Abidjan, was briefly shuttered Wednesday. The government of President Alassane Ouattara called for urgent negotiations. The uprising erupted earlier this month over back wages. At least two soldiers were killed on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping, addressing an audience in Geneva Wednesday, called for a world without nuclear weapons. He said nuclear weapons are the sword of Damocles that hangs over mankind and should be prohibited and thoroughly destroyed. The Chinese leader also promised that China would build a new model of relations with the United States and warned that trade protectionism and self-isolation benefit no one. He has called for multilateral cooperation on issues such as climate change and terrorism. President Barack Obama Wednesday indirectly appealed to his successor, President-elect Donald Trump, to maintain sanctions on Russia for its annexation of the Crimea. Mr. Trump has hinted at lifting sanctions in exchange for a new nuclear arms deal with Moscow.
Russia continues to occupy Ukrainian territory and meddle in Ukrainian affairs and support military surrogates who have violated basic international law and international norms. What I've said to the Russians is as soon as you stop doing that, the sanctions will be removed.
At his final news conference, Mr. Obama also said while his conversations with the president-elect have been lengthy and cordial, he expects policy changes once the president-elect takes office.
I have offered my best advice, counsel, about certain issues, both foreign and domestic, and my working assumption is that having won an election opposed to a number of my initiatives and certain aspects of my vision for where the country needs to go, it is appropriate for him to go forward with his vision and his values.
Mr. Obama, as a private citizen, said he hopes to spend more time with his family, do some writing, and be quiet a little bit, not hear himself talk so much. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate said it was responsible for Wednesday's suicide bombing of a northern Malian military camp that killed at least 60 soldiers and wounded more than 100 others. A car packed with explosives penetrated the camp in Gao as hundreds gathered for a meeting. The attack threatened a fragile peace effort by the government and rival armed groups. The Iraqi government has declared the eastern sector of the northern city Mosul liberated of Islamic State defenders. An Iraqi general called it a big victory in the four-month campaign to retake the city from its IS defenders. Central Italy was hit Wednesday with four strong earthquakes, killing at least one person. One earthquake struck near Amatrice, a mountain community devastated by last August's major quake that killed hundreds. U.S. markets closed Wednesday mixed, the benchmark Dow Jones shedding another 22 points. U.S. consumer prices advanced in December as gas prices rose. The U.S. Central Bank, meanwhile, suggests a rise in inflation will possibly lead to higher interest rates. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.